Good morning. Welcome to Main Street United Methodist Church. Let us speak to our neighbors that are sitting next to us or across the aisle from us as we pass the peace. Now, if you will please be seated, let us sing our hymn of preparation. We have all sorts of announcements to make today. I would first like to start with the mention of the new circle that's listed in the bulletin. It's over there on the second page, down at the bottom. It's a four-season circle that will meet four times a year to sponsor specific mission projects. And I thought there was one statement in there that really should ring a bell for all of us. The question that's asked there is, did you know that there are homeless students? We don't tend to think that that hits Greenwood, but we do have homeless students, and that's one of the things that this mission project will be addressing. I also wanted to call to your attention the unit meeting that will take place on the 18th of October at 12 noon in the Fellowship Hall. There will be an interesting program and luncheon, so do try to come to support that event. There was a good bit of news on the youth in the newsletter this past week, discussing their new name and also talking about the theme for the year, which is going to be the game. How do you play the game? How do you prepare for the game? It's a really interesting idea and a concept. I want to call your attention to that, and all your youth, encourage them to come and try it out and see the new approach. Also this week will be a Single and Single Again event on the 12th at 6 o'clock in the Fellowship Hall. It'll be a potluck supper to do more planning. There have been several activities, and they're planning more. Excuse me. On the 18th from 5 to 8, for example, they will be baking cookies for the Kairos Ministry. Also, you noticed in your bulletin that the flu clinic has been canceled. The one that was scheduled for the 13th, they didn't get the vaccine for this. They're hoping on the 20th that there will be vaccine available, and that date is still on the calendar, and if possible, they will reschedule another one. I also have been asked to call to your attention that next Sunday is going to be Pink Sunday in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are asking folks to wear pink to show your support. All women will receive a special packet of information, and Lee asks that you please consult your newsletter for more information. And finally today, I would like to introduce you to a special guest that we have at Main Street. This is Melissa Wessinger. Good morning, Melissa. Welcome to Main Street.
Good morning.
I'd like to ask you about something you're particularly interested in. I understand you do something for a special group here at Main Street. Which group is that?
I do a special needs basketball league for children with special needs.
Okay, and the age group for that is 8 and?
No cutoff age.
No cutoff age. This is league basketball, is that correct?
Yes, we have 2 teams. I've got 10 players and 7 coaches this season.
Wonderful. Where do you practice and play?
We actually practice in y'all's gym and play our
games.
And play games. You practice and play the games at Main Street. I would like to ask then, why are you here today?
I'm here because I need financial help with my league. Each player pays $15 to play for my league, and that doesn't pay for all my shirts that I need, or the trophies that they get at the end of the season, or the pictures that they get of each of the team. So I would like some financial help.
Okay, Melissa's here today as a plea for some financial assistance for our special needs league basketball that is playing here in our gym. If you are able to do so, Melissa says all you have to do is write your check to Main Street United Methodist Church, and down on the bottom in the four line, the memo line, please write special needs basketball support. Thank you very much, and thank you, Melissa, for doing this very special mission.
You're welcome.
Now, let us continue our hearts and minds as the acolytes enter with the light of Christ.
Stand for the call of worship. Make a joyful noise to God, all the earth. Sing your praise to the glory of God's name. Great and awesome are the works of God. The whole universe sings of God's power. Gather to remember all that God has revealed. Come to discover what God is doing among us. God is faithful and just in all things. The promises of God are trustworthy and true. Present your best selves for God's approval. Work and witness without shame or pretense. Bless God, all people, and let our praise be heard. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom.
Let us pray together. The invocation is printed in your bulletin. Awesome God, who has given us life and kept our feet from slipping, we thank you now for bringing us to this place of worship and learning. Inspire us to speak truthfully and listen attentively. Keep us from wrangling over words in ways that divide. May we prove to be faithful workers, devoted to healing and reconciliation. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
I invite you now to join in the reading and the singing of our Psalter. This is found on the insert in your bulletin. It is Psalm 66. We'll begin with the sung response, which Joyce will play now.
Praise the Lord, lift every voice. Alleluia, sing, rejoice.
Make a joyful noise to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Give to him glorious praise. All the earth worships you. They sing praise to you, sing praises to your name.
Praise the Lord, lift every voice. Alleluia, sing, rejoice.
Come and see what God has done. He is awesome in his deeds among mortals. There we rejoiced in him who rules by his might forever, whose eyes keep watch on the nations. Let the rebellious not exalt themselves.
Bless our God, O peoples. Let the sound of his praise be heard. He who has kept us among the living and has not let our feet slip.
Praise the Lord, lift every voice. Alleluia, sing, rejoice.
For you, O God, have tested us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You let people ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water.
Praise the Lord, lift every voice. Alleluia, sing, rejoice.
Morning. Today's epistle reading is from the second chapter of 2 Timothy, verses 8 through 15. You can find this on page 259 in the New Testament section of the Pew Bible instead of page 254 listed in the bulletin. These verses are set in the context of Christian persecution. Christians who refused to disown Christ were suffering. Paul himself was suffering in prison, but reminds the reader that the apostle can still minister even while in chains. Listen now for God's word to us. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, a descendant of David. That is my gospel, for which I suffer hardship, even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But the word of God is not chained. Therefore I endure everything for the sake of the elect, so that they may also obtain salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. The saying is true. If we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Remind them of this and warn them before God that they are to avoid wrangling over words, which does no good but only ruins those who are listening. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved by him, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly explaining the word of truth. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
As United Methodists often say that we felt our hearts strangely warm. The choir, that was one of those times. They certainly warmed our hearts with that anthem, didn't they? We'd like to go to prayer at this time, remembering those who have needs within our church family and friends as well. Pray for Phyllis Jenkins, for Kim Clark's mother, for Patsy Brown at South Regional, for Everett Fitz, who's probably having about his fifth hip surgery since he was a young boy. And also we pray for Jay Pendergrass and for David Stewart. Let us pray. Holy God, as we still ourselves in your presence, we thank you, dear God, for your Spirit that moves among us and assures us that we indeed are being heard by our Heavenly Father. We pray, dear God, for your will to be done in our lives and in the lives of our friends. For your will to be done in our church, in our community, in our town, and in the world. And Lord, we pray that we would continue to endeavor to survey the wondrous cross, that we would be thankful within our hearts for the price that was paid for our salvation, and that as we humbly accept your gift, that we would embrace others as valuable as ourselves. Dear God, hear these prayers of ours. Answer in accordance again with your will. Bless our men and women in uniform as they serve our country, and ministers and missionaries as they stand behind the sacred desk, those in leadership over our country and those who lead our church. We pray as you taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us worship now with our morning tithing offering. Sisters, would you come, please? Let us pray. Almighty God, to you we give glory, honor, and praise. Thank you for this opportunity to return to you a portion of that with which we have been so graciously blessed. Bless giver and gift, and those who have not and those who chose not to give this day. To all, let this be done for the glory of the kingdom of God, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Please be seated, and we invite the children forward for the children's message.
Good morning. We have a small crowd of children this morning. Y'all come close. Come closer. Did everybody have a good weekend? Did anybody remember a moment this weekend where your neighbor gave you something and your mom said, "Now, what do you say?"
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Did anybody have a moment like that this weekend? Yeah. We all have those moments where somebody gives us something or, a moment where we need to say thank you. And we know to say thank you, don't we? But sometimes we just forget and our mom says, "Now, what do you say? What do you say, Ella?" Our moms and dads remind us to say thank you. That's right. Our Bible story today is about 10 lepers. Do you know what a leper is? Yeah. It's not a leopard like, a leopard that has spots. It's a leper. You were right. A leper has spots too, and they have sores on their body. And I have some stickers, and we're going to kind of just to help you know what a leper might look like. I need a volunteer. Okay, come on and volunteer. Everybody else get some stickers. And I want you to stand right here, Ann. And we're going to put stickers all over you, and these are going to be your spots, okay? Y'all help. Help me really quick. Let's put stickers all over Ann. Here you go, Drew. Come on. Really fast.
I didn't get one.
You didn't get one? Here you go. All over her. Yes, even her nose and her head. And her feet. We're wasting a little bit of time. Yes, and Anne is being a great sport. Okay, I think that's good. Don't you think that's good?
No.
No? Okay, we gotta hurry. Okay, that's good. Okay. Yes, you can take him home if you want to. Okay, so let's take a step back and let's look at Ann. Let's look at her. Can stand right here so the congregation can maybe see you a little bit better. Okay, so this isn't exactly what a leper looks like, but a leper has spots and their sores hurt, and Ann's sores aren't really sores, but this is just to give you an idea of what a leper might be. Y'all can sit down now. Thank you, Anne. We're gonna take them off in just a minute. Okay. Yes, you can. Okay, so in our Bible story, we have 10 lepers. So imagine 10 of Anne. And one day Jesus was walking through a small village when he saw a group of 10 lepers, and they stood far away from Jesus and called to him, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." Obviously, they knew who Jesus was and that he had the power to heal him. When Jesus heard them, he called back to the lepers and said, go, show yourself to the priest, because in that time, people went to the priest to try to heal them. So Jesus told them to go, show yourself to the priest. And as the lepers went on their way to see the priest, they looked at their skin and the sores were gone. Jesus had healed their disease. So they were so happy that they ran up and down the streets singing and dancing. And suddenly one of them stopped and went back. And praising God with a loud voice, he threw himself at Jesus' feet. So imagine Jesus standing there, and this leper who had no more spots, who, imagine Anne with no more spots like she was before, if you want to. So the one leper came back, threw himself at Jesus' feet, and said, thank you. Jesus said to him, weren't there 10 who were healed? Where are the other 9? Only 1 out of 10 remembered to say thank you. Now, God does so much for us. Every day he provides for us. He provides things that we need. And sometimes we forget to say thank you. Just like sometimes we forget to say thank you when our mom reminds us. Now, what do you say? Thank you. And so we need to remember to say thank you to God for providing us. So we're going to say thank you to him right now. So let's stop right now and say thank you, and let's pray. Dear Lord, you give us everything we need, but we often forget to say thank you. We thank you now and ask you to help us remember to give thanks every day for all that you do for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, now let's heal Anne, and let's take off all the spots. But she says she wants to keep some on.
Hear now the gospel lesson is contained in the Gospel of Luke. Begin reading with the 11th verse of the 17th chapter. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 leopards approached him, and keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourself to the priest." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean, but the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And then he said to him, "Get up and go your way. Your faith has made you well." The word of God for the people of God. You may be seated. Little Johnny was really excited because it was going to be his birthday in a few days, and his favorite aunt had never let his birthday go by unrewarded. He was very excited that maybe he was going to get one of those nice video games. Well, sure enough, his birthday came. Sure enough, there was a gift from his favorite aunt. And sure enough, it was not one of those video games. It was a sweater. Several days went by, and little Johnny's mother said to him, "Son, have you written your aunt a thank you note?" And he said, "No, ma'am." So, "Well, I think you need to write her a thank you note." So he wrote a note, and it went something like this: "Dear Aunt Faye, thank you so much for the birthday gift. It is what I always wanted, but not very much." Johnny, as I looked at this passage of Scripture and thought about those opportunities to say thank you, I was reading in one place where it said that if you woke up this morning in your own bed, or in a bed with a roof over your head, clothes on your back, food in the refrigerator, that you were in less than 80% of individuals in the world. If you have money in your pocket and a change dish at your house where you keep spare change, you are in the 8% of people in our world. Many times when I'm outdoors, and I have told you before, by nature I'm an out-of-doors type of person. Many times when I'm out maybe on a lake or on a golf course or hunting somewhere, I stop and think, "God, have I taken too much of your wonderful creation for granted?" Time to look up in the sky and to see the beauty of the clouds as they race by. Or a bird in flight. Or a tree just growing out of the ground. Or grass. The wonder of wind as it blows across my face. And sometimes in the midst of those moments, I find myself giving God praise and thanks for life and the joy of being able to sense these beauties and to experience them. And I realize that as I give thanks, that something happens down inside. I can remember those times with my dad or my mom, when I just come into the house and put my arms around them and say, "Dad," or "Mom," whichever one it was, "I just want you to know I love you. That I'm your son and I care about you. And certainly that relationship grew out of a care that they had shown for me through the ages. And as we approach the Thanksgiving season, a time set aside in our country by our foreparents that tells us that we should take some time and to give thanks to God Almighty. Isn't it wonder that somebody hadn't said something about the separation of church and state? It's a national holiday to give thanks. In a few weeks, we'll be having a service here for All Saints. And the other day, as I was talking with someone that knew that I was a pastor here at Main Street, and they said to me, my grandfather dug the foundation there. Or my grandfather laid bricks for the church. And I looked at that individual and I said to them, and what are you giving to the church now? Are you following in those historical footsteps? Are you returning that for which you have received a simple portion? As we read this passage of Scripture this morning, it gives some illustrations, and we could go in several different ways with this reading, where Jesus was between Galilee and Samaria. He was in that middle ground. A good Jew would be in Galilee. A Samaritan would be in Samaria. Samaria, that place where Jezebel had her idols to Baal. A place that no good Jew would go. And Galilee, a place where no Samaritan was welcome. Jesus took the middle ground. And here are these lepers, all united, not because of their birth, but because of their common illness, as was mentioned in our children's sermon this morning. They were bonded together by their sickness. They know what to do when they see individuals. They cry for mercy. Won't you give me some meager coins? Won't you give me some bread? Won't you have mercy on us? We can't work. We can't even live in society. We're out here dependent upon everybody. And Jesus says to them that command, which means you're clean. He says, go show yourself to the priest. In a bygone day, the priest had pointed at the leper, put his hand down and says, leave the village. Leave your home. You are infected. You are a leper. Several years ago, one of my good friends was called to go to a gentleman's home that was not a member of his church. Young man's mother asked the minister if he would come to her house and pray for her son who had AIDS. Now, this experience was 10, 15 years ago, maybe longer. My friend looked at his mother and he said, yes, ma'am, I'll go. He went into the home, laid hands on that young man, and prayed for him. His own preacher wouldn't go. was afraid. Jesus looked at these infected young men and he says, go show yourself to the priest. And as they start their journey, you can imagine what happens in their bodies. Those numb, gnarled hands and feet, the infected sores begin to heal. They begin to have feeling where they had not had feeling before. And I can imagine their steps getting faster and faster. And before long, they were running and they were at a gate and something had happened and they showed themselves to the priest and they'd go home to their wives and to their children and they are screaming, I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed. And one remembers on the journey to turn around and say thank you to the Master. You can understand a little bit of the excitement, maybe, if you think about it. You can understand maybe how they were beside themselves. So if we look at this passage of Scripture in that light, we can remind ourselves the importance that this Scripture alludes to of giving thanks. In this case, giving thanks to God. When's the last time you walked up to your Sunday school teacher and said, thank you for your lesson. Thank you for your preparation. When's the last time we walked up to the choir member and shook their hand and said, thank you for your voice and thank you for singing and thank you for leading us in worship? When was the last time that we looked around and in our hearts said, thank you to God for life? You see, giving thanks causes something to happen deep down inside of us. And it's good for teenagers to say thank you to mom and dads, and for mom and dads to say thank you to their children. I remember like yesterday when my dad looked at me and he said, son, I'm proud of you. You make me a proud father. And the same with my mom as we hugged and as we shared, saying thank you does something down inside of you. It heals you. It breaks up the old hard heart. This one came to Jesus and not only did he say thank you, but he got down prostrate before Jesus and he acknowledged him as Lord and Savior. And all the theologians that I have read and all the commentaries that I have read said he got an inside healing. He got a healing of his soul. Story was told, a paraphrase, about this Samaritan who goes to over to Jerusalem, to Galilee, and he meets one of the lepers. And they greet each other because they remembered each other from the past. And the Galilean asked the Samaritan some questions about how things were in the family and those type things. And he said, I haven't seen you. And he said, no. He said, after I was healed, said, I went back to give thanks to the Master who healed us. And the Galilean said, you know, I've been meaning to do that. And the Samaritan said, well, I understand. He's down at the courthouse. And so he says, well, I'm going to go down there. I'm going to go down and see if I can find him and thank him. And so he left and he went down there and he found out that Jesus was there, but Jesus was on trial. And he said, oh, what's he on trial for? This man has done nothing but good.
He says, well, he says he's the Son of God. And the Galilean said, well, he very well could be. He healed me of my leprosy. And he stood around and they took Jesus from there and took him to Golgotha and they nailed him to a cross. Gist of the story is, don't wait too long to say thank you. Don't wait too long to tell somebody that you love them. Don't wait too long to give God praise for the gifts that you have in life. And I am here to tell you that if you woke up this morning in this country, walked through these doors with no one threatening you, with no one telling you that you could not come here, with no one criticizing you, brothers and sisters, we are blessed beyond our ability to comprehend. May God help us to be thankful and to always give Him praise for the gifts of healing and of love and of care that we have received. Amen. I invite now the prayer shawl, prayers, and other ones. Where is Kathy? Okay. If you will look in your... I have an insert here. It says, today we have the privilege of blessing more prayer shawls that will in turn be given to those who need the comfort of God's love while going through a hard time. These have been made by the prayer shawl ministry here at Main Street called The Common Thread. During the last hymn, please come up and lay hands on these shawls and pray over them. At the end of the hymn, those still up in front, please stay there while the blessing of the shawl is given. Please stand for hymn number 707, Hymn of Promise. Let us pray. May God's grace be upon these shawls, warming and comforting, enfolding and embracing, May these mantles be safe havens, a sacred place of security and well-being, sustaining and embracing in good times as well as in difficult ones. May the ones who receive these shawls be cradled in hope, kept in joy, graced with peace, and wrapped in love. And to you, dear God, we give glory, honor, and praise. May we all go in peace, in the love and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. And may we this week make sure that we give thanks to those we love, to those dear. Thanks to God Almighty, in whose name we pray. Amen.